The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
We learned yesterday that fresh searches are underway in woodland on the County Wicklow-Kildare border as part of Garda investigations into the murders of both Deirdre Jacob in 1998 and Jojo Dollard in 1995. I'm joined on the line by Kathleen Bergen, the sister of Jojo Dollard. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we have spoken over the years about the disappearance of your sister Jojo, and at this time of year, coming up to her anniversary, it'll be 26 years in November. I'm sure your thoughts frequently go to the lovely woman that your sister was.
Always, Pat. Jojo was a very kind and beautiful person, and we miss her so much in our lives. She's only 21, Pat, starting out in life, and she didn't even get a chance to live her life. And everybody missed her so much, her friends, her nieces and nephews. Everything was just taken away from her on the 9th of November 1995. Little did anybody know, Pat, that morning when she took that journey to Dublin, that she would make it back to us again. If we could change time, we would, pass. But she was such a wonderful person. She would have had time for everybody. I mean, she never had a bad word about anybody. And
I mean, I remember vividly the circumstances of her disappearing. She had gone to Dublin, spent some time in Bruxelles Bar in Harry Street, just off Grafton Street. And then her problems began, I suppose, when she missed the last direct bus home. So she got a bus to Naas, and then she had to hitch.
That's right, Pat. Yeah, she hitched. The first lift took her from Naas to Kilcullen, and the second lift took her from Kilcullen as far as Moon. And it was in Moon that she made a phone call to her friend, Mary Cullinan, and a car was approaching her. And she said to Mary on the phone, "Gosh, Mary, there's a car approaching." So she went out and she thumbed it and she came back. And she said to Mary, "Mary, I have a lift. I'll talk to you again at the next stop." That was the last.
So we have to presume that
the last 100% sighting of Jojo, we know she got to Moon, Pat. We're 100% certain she got to Moon. It's after that that we're trying to put the piece of the jigsaw together.
And we have to cast our minds back to that time. It was much more normal to hitch a lift.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it was a different Ireland back then, Pat. Like, she didn't have a mobile phone to contact us. A lot of people hitched and thumbed back then, and she had done it before and she was safe, but Joe would have been always cautious too, Pat.
Yeah.
She never thought that night that anything bad would have happened to her, but that was definitely a different Ireland back then. It's not like today, whereas we have so much technology with us today, but back then it was completely different.
I mean, today you'd be able to track someone using their phone. You'd know exactly where they were. If they were in any distress in a car, they could surreptitiously text or whatever. But even so, people wouldn't do that kind of journey, I don't think, now. Anyway, they'd be much more careful. They wouldn't take a lift late at night, such as the way Ireland is.
The way it is now, Pat, they wouldn't know. And I know poor Jo. I can only imagine she must have been feeling a little bit anxious now when she got to Moon, because she obviously thought she had a lift. Would have had the bus the whole way home to Callan, and when she got as far as Naas and then down to Moon, I can only imagine on a dark night and it was cold. I can only imagine what the fear was going through her. She would have been worried. I know myself she would have been. After that we're
and yet
on people to remember.
You know, when you find yourself in the middle of the night in a place like Moon, deserted, You have no other option really but to try to get home. That's your imperative. You can't hang around on the deserted streets of Moon until first bus in the morning.
That's true, Katya. And she obviously thought she felt safe enough. Whatever happened to her after that, Pat, she was just, God love her, she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And whoever gave her that last lift, they decided to take her away from us. They ended Jojo's life and our nightmare began.
I know that at the beginning there was hope that she, you know, no harm ultimately had befallen her, but that hope died very quickly, and you as a family accepted that she had fallen into harm's way and that she probably was dead.
In the early stages, Pat, you do hope. I mean, like, you do, God, you are waiting for what, but you are waiting for that she will turn up. But it's under the circumstances, when we heard that she'd been coming at that hour of the night and no sign of her the next day, that wasn't Jojo. Jojo would have contacted somebody in the family to let them know that where she was. It just wasn't her. So we were we knew straight away this is not good.
Yeah.
And I suppose you try and hang on to hope that maybe she'll turn up. But we did accept in our hearts earlier on that, no, this is something bad had happened to Jojo and that she's not with us anymore.
The latest development of that Garda search, and we know that the focus would be on another young woman who disappeared, Deirdre Jacob. But perhaps... you have some optimism that whatever the fate that befell Deirdre Jacob, that perhaps in the search for her remains, that perhaps we will find Jojo's not last resting place, because she'll be given a proper burial if she is found. But I'm sure that you're hopeful that this will give you closure.
Gosh, Pat, we were informed of the search by the team investigating George's case, and we were told that it was on information regarding Deirdre. But I suppose because of the close proximity of where it is to Moon, a part of us will wonder, well, God, maybe, just maybe, you never know, we might pray in that, please God, with that little inkling that we might, that little chance that we might be able to find Jojo. Her thoughts, you never know what they may find, but her thoughts and prayers are with Deirdre's family and friends, and we're praying that this lead will provide answers for them. And you can never say any of the cases are connected, Pat. We don't know. None of us know until we find our loved ones. But we still have a little bit of hope that maybe, well, just maybe, if they find Deirdre, please God, it will help another case, it'll help somebody else. That's only human nature, like we can't help that. But please God, for Deirdre's family, that they will get answers.
It's not easy, Kathleen, because although, as I say, Jojo's anniversary is coming up very shortly in November, and your thoughts do turn to her, but at the same time, it makes it all the more raw, all the more fresh again, now that this search has been started by the Garda Síochána. But if it has a positive outcome for you, then your distress will not have been in vain.
No, I know, because we'll know, Pat, that Deirdre's family will have gotten answers to some of their questions, and it'll give us hope that maybe someday, please God, we'll get our chance, and that somebody will come forward and help us. That's all we want, Pat, is just someone not to feel afraid to come forward after, like, it's me 26 years now, and probably their circumstances have changed. Maybe they can confide in somebody now that they couldn't have all those years ago. And we would ask them not to be afraid, that they won't be judged, and it will be dealt with in a very sensitive way. And that's all we want, is just for them to come forward and help us bring Jojo home. Any piece of information, no matter how small, Pat, is very important. And we're thinking of Judith's family, and please God, because it is a difficult time for us, for every family, but particularly Judith's family. And it has been a few difficult days, I have to say, but please God.
Well, let us hope that for your family, that you get to bring Jojo home to a final resting place of your choosing. And yeah, we wish the same for the family of Deirdre Jacobs. Look, Kathleen...
It would be what Mary would have wanted. And Pat, I mean, she would have been... I know Mary's there now and she's watching over them, Mary and Tom and all our loved ones. And God love her, Mary. She fought so hard over all those years and she gave so much of herself and Tom. And it would be lovely for all of us, Pat, to have Georgia back and to know where her resting place is.
Well, let us hope there is a positive outcome. Kathleen, look, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.
Okay, Pat, thank you very much.